We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Clemens, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Kevin. You know, one of the things that we had a question about with Matt LaFleur and his staff coming in was the youth of that group that, you know, generally, as experienced coaches, like you saw what Belichick did last night again, my God, that gets you through these long seasons and solves these problems. But as the spring and the OTAs and the mini camps and training camp went on, I was impressed by LaFleur and how he took charge. And the guy that you saw at the podium was a pretty cool, calm, level-headed guy. But on the field, you know, you and I were there at practice a couple times where he gathered those players around, and he didn't flip out, but he was firm. And, you know, you quickly learn he is the boss. He is running the show. He is setting up joint practices with teams coming in like the Texans and saying, I want to do more of this. And he's literally changing the atmosphere, everything from the paint on the walls to the location of the team hotel. It's a new day. It's a new era. He's turned a page. And so I want to take you back to Bill and I were talking about this about a year ago. You barely got past C.J. Beathard and the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan and an offense that, you know what, the Packers front office frankly said, that's the kind of thing we should be running here in Green Bay. That seems to be the wave going across the league, starting with Sean McVay. That team almost beat you. Had it not been for a Kevin King interception as they were marching down the field with a backup quarterback, not Garoppolo. And after that win, to avoid the overtime, this is what Mike McCarthy sounded like in the locker room.
I'll say this, man. I'll tip my hat to that right there. You talk about team football, the stops, the two-minute drives. That's incredible. Guys, great job. It's the way to end it. You think about the adversity we've gone through so far this year, that's going to pay dividends. Moving forward, right? Have a safe trip wherever you're going. Be smart, okay? Enjoy your time off, reflect, and we'll get back after this thing. And just check in with the trainers. Great job, great win.
So there's.
I mean, by NFL standards, that's crickets,
right?
And if you saw the video of that, which I pointed out to Bill, I said, look in the background there. You see who's standing in the background observing this? Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst, and he's just sitting there straight-faced, like, this ain't cutting it. And this was after they, you know, had gotten beat by the Lions. They were, what were they, down 20-0, something like that at the halftime, and Mason Crosby with all the missed kicks and all. But this is when, you know, only a few 5 weeks later you've got Mark Murphy announcing we've fired Mike McCarthy, and you know what? It's just getting stale. So here's how it sounded after a 10-3 win, just a 10-3 win, Thursday night in the visitors' locker room at Soldier Field, and the new head coach Matt LaFleur.
Defense, hey, huge pick in the end zone.
Yeah,
hey, special teams got after that.
Yeah.
So proud of you about, all right? There was some adversity, and you know what? You guys didn't blink, all right? We stayed the course, and it was a hell of a team win, all right? But understand, that's one game. We got another North opponent next week. Pretty damn good football team, all right? So let's get our mind right.
Hey, hold on. Defense should probably be giving them this, but not every day you get your first win.
What a goal!
I tell you though, I really do, man. I appreciate every guy. every guy in this locker room.
Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family!
It's like night and day in there, Kevin. Like night and day. And not only is it a new head coach and a new coaching staff, I mean, the word is energy. It's just a different energy. And not only from the coaching staff, from the players. Za'Darius Smith, this guy's got energy. And he played it low-key through training camp, didn't want to talk much. But after that game, smiling from ear to ear. They've got new guys in that want it, that want it. And those are the things that will help you get to where you need to be in this season.
When you're talking about new guys, too, Za'Darius is one of them. But what that guy, what that group is and what that group has done in this opener against the Bears was impressive just because all of the money that was spent and all of the talent that was added paid off. Why don't we revisit that in just a moment? Mike Clemens still with us here on the Bill Michaels Show.
Should be the final play before the two-minute warning. Third and 10. Trubisky to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off. It's Adrian Amos who comes back to haunt his old team.
We wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. We knew they had a lot of weapons. We knew they were dangerous. We knew all of those things, but we knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback, that we'd have a chance.
Tremont Williams, happy like the rest of his Packers teammates after the win over Chicago. It is a shot in the arm, no question about it, and Mike Clemens is talking about it with us. He was there. He was talking to the team afterwards. You've been following them day after day, and there is nothing that can beat that sort of event, a season-opening win in Chicago. You can talk all the practices and preseason and joint practices all you want. That's the one that's the shot in the arm, Mike.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else was really positive about this game is here the Bears come in as not only is the favorite to win the NFC North, but people are dropping the word Super Bowl around this team. And it's because they did have a strong finish and, you know, save of needing a field goal kicker, they would have advanced. Eddie Jackson is a tremendous safety who had half a dozen interceptions last year and was all over the field. And if he had been active for the playoff game against the Eagles, they probably would have gotten to the next level. But the Packers defense has planted a seed that's made the Bears fans and maybe that's the whole team second guess how much further Mitch Trubisky can get as a quarterback now in his third year, in his second year in Matt Nagy's system. And, you know, give credit to Pettin and the execution of this defense. First play from scrimmage is this bad toss to Tariq Cohen, nearly recovered by Green Bay as a fumble, and it was a bad toss by Trubisky going through the film this weekend. Second and 5, Preston Smith is at the right outside linebacker, and he deflects Trubisky's pass. It's like, well, hello, we just brought in these two guys with long arms, and they're going to be in your passing lanes. I thought it was really interesting. What it seemed like Pettin was doing is, listen, we don't bring in these two outside linebackers, Smith and Smith, necessarily to blitz Trubisky, but to just to contain, because he is a good runner. Because like you had a third down play where Raven Green and Blake Martinez, and they used Raven Green as the inside linebacker, you know, not Ty Summers. They bring in, you know, more experienced guys. They line up like they're inside linebackers, but then they drop back into a zone on a third and passing situation. And so what does Trubisky do? He runs. He's a good runner. And that's why Tremont was saying, you know what, we don't want this guy to run. We want him to stay back there in the pocket and throw the football because that's going to give us the most opportunities. And he ends up missing passes. Even with some of his best receivers too, guys that he like Allen Robinson, he should be familiar with, and all the misses he had, 13 targets and only 7 receptions, just missed. He's not that accurate a passer, even though he's trying to do a better job with his footwork. And then, as this game was wearing on, it looked really slow on TV, but in the stadium, the real juice was the Bears fans turning on their own team in the season opener. And it started with, here the Packers are up 7-3 because they had that exciting drive. And now the Bears get the ball back, and people think, well, all right, this will be momentum for the Bears. Here's where the Bears go in, 10-7. And the Bears weren't taking shot plays. Nagy was playing it safe with that Packers defense, and that's what got the Bears fans frustrated just before the half. And then they come out, and it's three and out. And that's when the boost started happening. Every time the Bears left the field, didn't take a shot on third down, the Bears fans would boo throughout much of the third quarter. So Eddie Jackson, their veteran safety, got on the score 670 in Chicago when I was driving out of town Friday night and listened to him tell Bears fans, you got to knock off the booing.
I just want to address that. You know, that booing situation, like, that's not us. You know what I mean? And this to all my Chicago Bears fans. If you a real Bears fan or a fan of anyone under Chicago Bears, the way we handle the situation of booing and things like that, man, it's called adversity. You know, and as a fan, as a player in life, you're going to go through that. So for them to start booing, that's something that we don't take kindly, we don't accept, we don't like, you know. And I just want to speak to the fans on that part, like on that behalf, is all the booing, man, we need to cut that out.
Eddie, there were guys who paid more than $300 to sit in the nosebleeds. Don't you blame them for booing?
I just feel like when things get thick and things get tough, you know, if you're a real fan, you got to stick with us. You got to stick with us. You got to, you know, you got to play it out. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Were you guys talking about it on the field during the game?
Yeah, you know, yeah. We said, like, why are they booing? Like, come on, man. Like, they booing. Like,
but you knew why they were booing. You guys didn't score any points.
Yeah, and it's I get that, but it's just at the same time, it's a – If I call myself a true fan of somebody, you know, right or wrong, I'm a ride till the wheels fall off. I went to the University of Alabama. We lost games. You know, crowd never booed. I don't care if the offense is doing horrible. Booing, it's not acceptable. You know, when times get hard, you don't kick no one when they down. You know, you pick them up. You know, if the offense not scoring and you see they not scoring, don't boo. Cheer for them. Lift them up. You know, your quarterback. You know, he needs the confidence. You know, you got to build him up. Let him know, oh, we still rocking with you. Let the office know, we still rocking with you. Don't boo him.
That's something. Eddie Jackson says, don't boo. Eddie Jackson says, hey, fans, don't turn on us. It's week one of the season, and, you know, you were talking about us as one of the NFC's top teams. You were yapping all offseason. They're going to turn in three quarters? I don't know about that, Mike.
Don't boo the quarterback. This is after the first game of the season. Don't boo the quarterback. Now, look, the Packers have got plenty of things that they've got to fix as well. I mean, first six plays in offense, minus 17 yards for the Packers. Worst start in the Aaron Rodgers era. First down is a toss play to Aaron Jones left, and Roquan Smith is very speedy, number 58, comes blazing in off tackle and drops Aaron Jones to the line of scrimmage. And then they try and get a screen to Aaron Jones, and Roquan Smith detects that, runs through traffic, brings him down. Now it's third down. Rodgers is on third and 10. He drops back to pass. So Chuck Pagano puts Akeem Hicks on the right guard, Billy Turner's outside shoulder, and Roy Robertson-Harris, 6'5", 292, third year out of UTEP, on the outside of Lane Taylor's left shoulder. So they put these two big guys on the outside of your guard's shoulders, but they kept crashing in between the guard and the center. So Corey Linsley's got to pick one. You know, he's either going to – which one do I take? Do I help double-team Hicks or do I help double-team Roy Robertson-Harris? So he goes to the right to help out Billy Turner and Akeem Hicks. Roy Robertson-Harris, he ends up basically lifting Lane Taylor, your left guard, who's been challenged for his job by a rookie, Elton Jenkins, to the point where Lane is on 1 foot and in midair and completely helpless, falls on his back as – Robertson-Harris is on his way to pull down your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And Lane is so desperate, he reaches up with his hand at just hang on for dear life as he's being run over by this truck and gets a holding call on top of all of that. Now, I had a chance to talk to Lane in the locker room after the game, and I didn't bring up that play specifically because, obviously, the Packers' offense settled down. They had the great scoring drive there in the first half. And they, you know, at least they had some time of possession in the second half. They actually won the third quarter to keep the Bears offense off the field and to deal with that Bears defense. And so, you know, I said, hey, man, though, you know, I mean, that's a horrible rough start again, just like it was in the opener last year against this Bears front defense.
Yeah, it definitely did. Obviously not a good start for us, but they threw a few new wrinkles at us. They were juiced up, ready to go, but once we finally settled in, you know, got back to our fundamentals, got back to, you know, trusting the game plan, things started happening.
I know they're physically tough, but you're saying that there's some stunts that are going on that threw you guys at times at the start of the game.
Yeah, they did some stuff. We figured they're going to They're going to do some unscalped stuff that we're not used to. So, you know, I believe they got home on a couple of them. So we kind of knew that was going to be part of the process, you know, with the new defense coordinator and his new scheme.
On the touchdown drive, you got the misdirection going in previous series. That sets up things. A pass to Devontae, a deep ball to MVS, and Jimmy Graham in the red zone. It's like, oh, man, this is what it's all about.
Yes. Yeah, it was awesome to see Jimmy get one. He's a big target. He obviously, his track record speaks for itself, what he can do in the red zone. So to get him going is awesome, and hopefully we can just sustain that. But we got to get better. We got to improve.
I think one of the things that helped is when they brought Jamal Williams in, it's amazing how much some of the things that worked in this game the other night were the same things that were working for the Packers in both the win and loss at Soldier Field last season. I just think Jamal Williams seems to be better built with his straightforward running approach and certainly his help in pass protection. Now, he whiffed on a couple because those guys are so strong with, Leonard Fournette and Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks and Robertson Harrison, this guy that beat Lane Taylor, left guard, several times, particularly at the start of the game. That's the same guy that hit Rodgers last year when he got the fractured tibia and had to be carted off in the opener. But there wasn't, with some of the veterans, even after you were able to hang on to that win 10-3, and all these guys, of course, obviously giving the credit to the defense and the pick from Adrian Amos that made the difference, to prevent the touchdown to tie up the game. Guys like Brian Bulaga are frustrated by this because they've been a part of the team that won 8 consecutive NFC titles and went to the playoffs year after year. And now here you are, coming out of back-to-back years of not making the playoffs and losing your head coach. And now, teams are the odds makers, they don't blink about making the Packers underdogs in some of these games. And after you saw the way Minnesota just beat up the Falcons, they won that game in the first quarter. My God, they defer and the Falcons have the ball. Then they block their punt. And Dalvin Cook, he might be the best running back in the NFL. He might be better than Zeke Elliott. The Vikings just ran over the Falcons yesterday. The Falcons looked horrible in that game. Couldn't even convert on two-point conversions. So I talked to Bulaga at his locker room after the game in Chicago, frustrated by the offensive line point and the fact that a lot of the times now, at least in this next month or two with the new head coach, the Packers will be the underdogs going into these games.
That's the way it goes sometimes. So, when being the underdog isn't something we're normally used to around here. Hasn't been that way for a long time. So you kind of, appreciate that role and coming in here and play and able to get a win. A big division win on the road is a big deal.
Different season, different team here in Green Bay?
A lot different team. Some new faces, especially on the defensive side of the ball, a few on the offensive side of the ball, but completely new team, new mindset. We just need to continue to improve. Like I said, the defense played unbelievable, and they're the true stars of this game. And we need to get better to help them out a little bit more. Let's just put it that way.
In those first three drives, Chicago's defense again comes, barreling in with a physical play, much like what happened in the opener last year. And it just seemed like you guys settled in on technique, communication, and scheme, and you found ways to get around this.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back and watch. I think they had a couple sacks early. They're going to have a lot of juice going in the beginning of that game at home. First game of the season, we need to do better starting out games, get some drives going. But, eventually you got to settle in and you got to start playing ball and moving the football and try to put as many points up as you can.
You ran that misdirection in the backfield, and then on the touchdown drive, Jimmy Graham in the red zone. That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, kind of the way we went down the field on that one, that's the way we want this thing to look. Obviously, there's a lot that we need to clean up, and especially with us up front, we need to be better. There's no doubt about that. But we know we can do it, and we can do it against a very good defense in Chicago. I felt like we shot ourselves in the foot a lot, too. Penalties, stupid penalties. So all stuff that we can correct, clean up, and get this thing going in a positive direction.
Brian Bulaga. There you go.
Yeah. And Kevin, you know, you're not going to face as strong a roster against the Vikings on their front like that front seven of the Bears defense, although Mike Zimmer ran some really nice stunts early on that confused Matt Ryan and helped create turnovers in that 28-12 Vikings win over the Falcons at home in Minnesota yesterday. Vikings come to Lambeau Field this week. But I thought this was an interesting other take from second-year man Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you know, the wide receiver with the big 47-yard catch and some other nice catches on third down. Because Bill Michaels talked to MVS at the huddle on Friday night about what were some of his reasons he thought for the Packers' slow start on offense.
You know, they have a new defensive coordinator as well, so it's kind of hard, you know, adjusting, you know, to a guy you haven't seen before. You know, you haven't got to play against that scheme before. They move guys around. They do a really good job. And, you know, they got the personnel to go out and do it every single week. They were one of the best defenses, you know, in the whole NFL last year. So.
Yeah. So coming out of the first quarter, you guys were struggling. Three and out. You guys actually had accumulated a negative 17 when it comes to yards. What were they doing that was just stymieing you guys? Because it just seemed like you just couldn't get anything going. The run game wasn't going. You just couldn't get anything going.
Their front seven is just really, really good. They got a lot of penetration, you know, and penetration stops all plays no matter what you have called. Mm-hmm. And they did a really good job of that. And, you know, once we were able to figure out how to slow down a little bit, we were able to move the ball. So it's the first time we all got to play together and get some live reps.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's the first game, so you're not going to be perfect. There's going to be some mistakes. There's going to be some sloppy play. But, you know, once we got it all figured out, you got to think about it. It's our first time with some live reps, you know, live tackling and things of that nature because a lot of the starters didn't play in the preseason.
First quarter was a little rough. The final three quarters, thankfully, went a heck of a lot better, Mike, and I hope we talk more about that sort of thing in the weeks to come, what happened for the Packers after the first quarter.
Sounds good, Kevin.
Mike Clemens, much appreciated. As always, appreciate the insights and the information from Mike Clemens here on the Bill Michaels Show. We are back to wrap things up in a second, Joe. And Mike, of course, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
That's right. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.